This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Officers of the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, in Maryland have seized 120 kilograms of marijuana from a farm in Glofaken Town in Barabo District. DEA County Commander in Maryland, Major David Tokpa, told UNMIL Radio News that a seizure followed a tip-off from locals in the area. He put the street value of the seized crop at $300,000. Two men were arrested during the raid on the farm. Major Tokpa said there are still many more suspected marijuana farms in the district. However, he said the DEA lacks the manpower and logistics to conduct routine checks.
The mission was carried on by the chief of operation of the detachment. And when they got there, they came across this cultivation, which we harvested. We harvested 120 kilograms of marijuana from that particular farm. But there was a tip-off given to us from Barabo Statutory District that yes, indeed, they have a cultivation in that area. But beside this particular farm, there are so many other farms.
Maryland County DEA Commander Major David Tokpa. The National Elections Commission has announced that it is today beginning the inspection of the national headquarters of the 20 registered political parties in Monrovia. NEC Political Affairs Director said the inspection is based on Article 79C of the Constitution of Liberia. Joseph Yasia said NEC will specifically inspect the physical and administrative structures of their headquarters. He said their headquarters must be functional. Mr. Yasia also mentioned that NEC will later inspect political parties' headquarters in the counties. NEC Communication Director Joey Kennedy stressed that the commission may deregister violators as was done to 15 political parties 2 years ago. In sports, the president of the Liberia Football Association, Musa Ability, says about $10 million dollars is needed to host this year's WAFU tournament in the country. Ms. Ability said the tournament will help to develop the infrastructure of other counties. He says stadiums in Grand Bassa, Magibi, Bong, and Nima counties, including the Anthony Tubman Stadium in Monrovia, are expected to host the games once they are upgraded. He spoke on Monday when he served as guest on UNMIL Radio Sports Extra program. Ms. Ability said he has made an appeal to the government of Liberia through the office of the chief patron of sports, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, in whose honor the tournament will be held. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A resident in Somalia has told the BBC's Somali service that a new group of gunmen on boats have docked in a coastal town in Somalia's Puntland region, seizing control of it. Fahan Farah Abdi said people were now fleeing Garad. Another eyewitness, who asked not to be named, said the gunmen were downloading weapons from their boats. The town was once a base for pirates, but the gunmen are suspected to be from militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab. And Reuters news agency reports that Libya security forces foiled a major attack on a power and water plant in the east of the country late Monday night. Suspected militants attempted a suicide car bomb attack about 80 kilometers from the major Sari oil field, but security forces killed the driver before engaging the attackers in clashes. Any attack on the Sari area would cause particular alarm because more than half of Libya's remaining oil production comes from the region. No group has said it carried out the attack, but fighters from the Islamic State group have previously targeted oil installations in the country. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.